Finding the perfect app is tough. Let us find it for you. You're listening to Wrap Up with Chris Van Patten.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Wrap Up. This week I want to talk about productivity apps, and the one that I've chosen to use specifically. So if you're a listener of Not a Real Job, which is my other podcast with my pal Joel Kelly, if you're not, you should be. And if you are, you might remember on a recent episode, episode 12, which is free on the Not a Real Job website. You can Google that. We talked a little bit about our productivity apps and what we use to manage our to-do list. And one thing that I mentioned was I was having a hard time finding an app that I could use with my team so I could keep track of projects that my team was working on for me or different tasks that they were handling and things like that. However, I found one. Quickly after, I started Googling around and asking for recommendations in that podcast episode and found Asana. I used Asana before, maybe a year or two ago, right around the time that it first opened up to the public. And it was okay, but I didn't really get it. And the reason then is because I was mainly working on things by myself. But now with the team, Asana makes so much sense. Basically, it is a shared to-do list that you can do with anyone, whether they have their own task list or anything like that. They can integrate very easily into the Asana workflow. So members of my team, even though they might be tracking their own tasks separately, this is a way for us to all sort of go dive in headfirst and manage things together. So you basically have the concept of teams, which are different groups of people working on certain projects. So for example, I have a Van Patten media team, and then within that team, I can have a bunch of projects. So I've got projects for client work, things like our server workflow that we're working on, things like that. They each have their own project, and I can invite my team members in per project or for the whole team to see everything that the company's working on. I go with that latter approach. I just let everyone see everything. So we're all on the same page. But if there was an instance where I had a one-time contractor come in, I could easily just say they can only see this project. So you create these projects, and then you go in, you just add bullet point to-do items. It's super easy. They've got tons of keyboard shortcuts, and it's all very natural. You know, you type your to-do list, you hit enter, and it starts a new one. Backspace is going to delete that to-do item. So it's awesome. And then you can also do even more with these to-do items. You can add in a due date. You can put tags in there. Each to-do item can actually have sub-to-do items. You can have maybe a big task like finish the design for the media page. And then within that's going to be separate tasks, subtasks. So work on the photo section, work on the video section, or whatever the case might be. You can do file attachments and you can comment on these items. You can provide a description. So you're basically building mini discussion areas and mini multimedia areas around specific tasks in your to-do list. And it's so cool. I've only been using it for a couple days now, but relatively speaking, but I already find that I have a much better sense of what's going on in my company. You can assign tasks to people, so I can say, a certain task, I want this to be handled by my assistant. Great. I can, go in there, type her name in the box, and it's super easy. She gets a notification. I get a notification because I'm following that task. So it'll show up in my to-do list inbox every time she adds a comment or marks it finished or uploads a file there. That will show up very easily. It's also great because it integrates with email. So if you're already a big email user and you sort of do everything in your inbox, Asana can send you notifications and you can reply to to-do items directly from your inbox. It's so great. You can manage your own stuff for your personal projects, your company's projects. It's just super fantastic and it's easy. They've got a bunch of iPhone apps out there using their API. I like Tapsana, TAPPSANA, but there are a lot of choices out there. So that is Asana. Give it a look. Asana.com, ASANA.com. Now, I still use Todo, T-E-U-X, D-E-U-X, Asana.com for some of my own personal things, but I am finding that I'm switching into Asana more and more when I have these personal projects that I want to work on. It's just nice to keep things a little more organized. So I recommend checking out Asana. It's super fast. It's free up to 15 users. It really can't be beat. All right, I've been Chris Van Patten. This has been Wrap Up.